Hi friends, Amy here, producer and host of The Activity Continues, a podcast where we delve into haunted houses, spooky stories, and things that go bump in the night. Each episode, I'm joined by Megan, who is hilarious, and is also the first one to nope out if anything ghosty happens. We recap episodes of The Dead Files, and we also tell creepy listener stories and talk to real-life ghost hunters and mediums, as well as some Dead Files clients. It's spooky, it's funny, it's occasionally unhinged, but it's always a good time. So, if you're into haunted history, ghost stories, and just the right amount of nonsense, grab your favorite beverage and come hang out with us, where the activity continues.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters,
your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Trigger warning in the description. Listen at your discretion.
Welcome back to Spectre Sisters. It's your ghost, Nyx, and we'll be talking about the disappearance and death of Elisa Lam. Elisa Lam was born April 30th, 1991, in Vancouver, Canada, to Hong Kong immigrants. She was a student at the University of British Columbia. In the mid-2010s, she started a blog called Ether Fields, where she posted about fashion and her personal life. She even noted an unspecified relapse that occurred in January 2012 that caused her to drop several of her classes. Roughly 2 years after the creation of Ether Fields, she started a blog on Tumblr called Novella Nouveau and continued posting about fashion in her personal life. Elisa was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and depression and took prescription medication for the disorders. She was reported to not have a history of ideation or attempts, but she did have a history of not taking her meds and being hospitalized for hallucinations. For her trip down to California, she traveled alone and primarily used Amtrak to do so. She first visited San Diego and even posted pictures of the San Diego Zoo on social media. On January 26th, she arrived in Los Angeles and checked into the Cecil Hotel on the 28th. It stated that she spoke to her parents daily while on her trip, and when they didn't hear from her on the 31st, when she was supposed to leave for Santa Cruz, they promptly called the LAPD to report her missing. Which, like, imagine being the parents in that situation. Like, you hear from your daughter daily, and then all of a sudden, it's 2-3 days later, and you haven't heard anything, let alone, hey, I'm headed to Santa Cruz. Like, I'd freak out.
Yeah, because if there's a pattern or a set thing that always happens, like, you know, that the specific person always contacts you and then they don't, it's like, okay, well, something's up.
Yeah, that's definitely a red flag for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially a daughter with mental illness.
Oh yes, like that. Yeah,
that's very concerning. Yeah, I mean, I would be freaking out. I'd be hopping on the next Amtrak myself probably.
Mm-hmm. They actually did. Her parents even flew to Los Angeles to help the police search for her.
Wow.
I didn't know that. I'm glad that they at least are trying.
I'm sure. Yeah, I feel like most parents in that situation would do what they could, you know.
The police reportedly searched the hotel and surrounding areas to the legal extent, including bringing K-9 units and posting flyers across the city. Unfortunately, nothing was uncovered, not even a scent trail, which, super creepy. Is that not,
like, that's extremely weird too.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because how smell is described, like, especially the way dogs see it, it's almost like a mist or a gas. Like, it's actually, like, essentially, like, if you were to see, like, smoke rising off, that's what it essentially goes in their nose. So it's, like, a residual thing that's always there just in the air. And that's so weird that there was nothing for dogs to find.
The lack of a scent trail was the part that unnerved me the most, because how can a person go missing without leaving a scent trail?
Yeah, at all. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
This isn't the other crazy part. On February 13th, the LAPD released 2.5 minutes of footage from a security camera in one of the Cecil's elevators. In this video, we see Elisa alone, but making unusual movements and gestures. She's also seen pressing every button in the elevator, peering into the hallway before exiting the elevator, returning to the elevator, and leaving again when the doors don't close. In the footage, people say she looks distressed and like she's running from someone or something. I haven't personally watched it because I knew it would freak me out too much if I did, but Dylan watched it for me, and he said she definitely looked like she was running from something.
I watched it too, and it was actually, it was like in a compilation or something like that of creepy videos, and I remember that was one that did stick with me for a while just because of the movement she did too. It was like very, she was doing kind of like distorted sort of like with her wrists and stuff. It was very, it did seem like some sort of mental episode mixed with like, I don't know what, like, yeah, it was creepy for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I've seen it as well. And I remember she would like jump in the elevator and like push all the buttons and then jump out and look both ways, jump back in, and then she'd almost, like sit there and like move in a very like, odd manner.
Yeah, like threw her head out like to look. She would go and then like back in like she was, it was like she was playing hide and seek or something. I don't know. Some people I remember said that they thought she might have been doing the elevator game. Did you ever hear about that?
I have heard about that.
Sorry, I'm jumping the gun here.
Jump the gun all you want. Like, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Like, somebody else knows about the elevator game because that was very new to me. I heard about it originally from a different podcast. Shout out, Let's Get Haunted.
Love
you gals so much. Because they did a case on the elevator game specifically.
Oh, okay.
And it's crazy and it's worth listening to.
Oh, okay. I've got to listen to it now.
Yeah. The video of Elisa drew worldwide attention, which I feel like that's a given considering you've both seen it. I'm glad I didn't watch it, honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It did generate a lot of theories as to what was happening. A lot of people say she was trying to escape someone. Others say she was on drugs or having a psychotic episode, like Bree said. There's also a lot of discussion around the possibility that the video had been tampered with.
Oh.
Which I don't personally know how I feel about that, but the LAPD disproved that by releasing the video with its original timestamps. So it seems unlikely that it was tampered with, but it'd be really weird if it actually had been.
Did you mean tampered with, like, that they edited the time or something like that? Or, like, spliced it or, like, actually like edited her?
People originally thought that they, like, spliced it and that, like, the video was longer.
Oh, okay.
And, like, didn't, maybe show
it. So to make it look creepier what she was doing.
It didn't, like, actually show maybe if there was another person or something like that.
That, too. Another theory that's commonly discussed, like Brie also mentioned, is that Elisa was playing the elevator game, which, for those of you who don't know, the elevator game comes from Korea. It's an urban legend about a ritual performed in an elevator to transport oneself to another dimension. It's said that the game requires 10 floors to play, must be played alone and at night. You cannot speak at all during the game, and there's a specific sequence in which you must press the buttons. Allegedly, there's a woman who may enter the elevator on the fifth floor, but you shouldn't look at her or speak to her because she's not human. To end the game, you must press any button other than 10 or 1, but you have to do this before passing the ninth floor or else it's too late. You must exit on the first floor, but you can't look at anyone, speak to anyone, or look behind you. You have to immediately leave the building in the surrounding area after exiting the elevator.
Huh. Yeah, that makes me kind of want to go back and look at the video and see exactly which ones, which numbers she was pressing.
Exactly.
Because I think it all happened on one floor, though, from what I remember.
I think so, because, didn't it, like, the elevator malfunctioned a little bit, like, where the doors wouldn't shut and stuff like that. Even, like, for a long period of time.
That makes me kind of want to see, like, what she had pressed in regards to the elevator game, see if there was, like, number specific.
Yeah, which, that theory, like, I don't know how much stock I can put into an urban legend.
Yeah.
But the fact that so many people were talking about it and the way it kind of lines up, like, it would make sense with her movements and everything if elevator game is real and that is what was happening.
Yeah.
But overall, like, there's so much information on it online and, like, so many videos of people playing it. And I, once again, couldn't watch the videos because I knew they would stick with me in an icky way.
That's fair.
But reading everything, like, all these different, like, demons and how you can, like, get stuck and your phone won't work in this other dimension. And
yeah, I've heard about that, especially with floor 13 and stuff.
Yeah.
That's why most elevators actually won't have the number 13 at all.
Oh, yeah, there's certain buildings that don't have a floor 13.
Mm-hmm.
I always think it's really sus when floors don't have a 13. I'd sleep on the 13th floor.
I like the number 13. It's actually a sign of good luck in the tattoo world.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of just depends on who you are for that one.
It really does.
Yeah.
During the search for Elisa, guests complained about low water pressure, dark-colored water coming from faucets, and the water having an unusual taste to it. This led to Santiago Lopez, a hotel maintenance worker, going up to the roof to work on the water supply tanks. Unfortunately, Santiago was the one to find Elisa's body in one of the 4,000-gallon water tanks that provides water for the entirety of the hotel. He reported to have found her laying face up in the water.
Mm.
Ooh, that's kind of creepy. Yeah, to open that and see that. Oh, yeah.
That's awful.
I think I might have it in here somewhere, but he actually reported to, like, not have opened it himself. He claims it was open.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, okay.
But there's misinformation because, like, some people say, like, oh no, like he had to open it, and other people say he found it open. In the police report, he states he found it open from what I was reading, but we all know for sure, I guess.
Yeah, because I thought I remember hearing that he found it open, but the way that she had to have gotten in there was no possible way that she could have done that herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of how it was like structured.
How she would have had to lift it or something like that, right? Like to open, you need like that. Yeah. I know that she had to get through. Didn't she have to crawl through a window or something that was supposed to be locked?
I think so.
In order to get access to the roof?
That's what I thought,
Yeah, I think I have a part on that. Hold on.
Again,
I want to find it now because we're here, and I'll circle back to the autopsy report.
Ooh.
You guys are right. The roof of the Cecil is only accessible through keys and passcodes, and an alarm would have triggered if somebody used force to open them.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
But the fire escape could be used to bypass that and would make the roof easily accessible to anyone who wanted to go up there.
Okay.
So, like, climbing out a window onto the fire escape, heading up to the roof. There's also no fixed access to the water tanks, like you guys were saying.
Right.
Workers had to use ladders that they took up to the roof themselves to get to the lids.
Yeah.
It's also stated that the lids are heavy and would be far too difficult to replace from the inside of the water tank, which these are 10,000 gallon water tanks.
Jeez.
So they're pretty massive, and there's 4 of them.
Yeah, that's...
So it's definitely weird already, just...
Oh, yeah.
Like, how could she have gotten in there by herself?
She's not that big, either.
No.
She's little.
No, she was very...
Petite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, how would she have gotten up in there? How would she have gotten the lid off by herself? Like,
And then it would make more sense if he found it with the lid off, like you said. In that case, if somehow she was able to move it enough to get in, but it would make less sense if it was closed when he found it, because how would she have... From the inside, close it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still weird, though, because you would have had to get a ladder to go up. Knowing it's that weird. The fire escape went up to the...
How to get there.
Yeah, I'm not going to know. I'm not going to look at, like, even a fire escape and be like, I think this goes upwards. No, usually you think they go downwards, because escape is going to be...
Yeah.
Getting to the ground from a fire. Well, that's what I think.
And especially with the state of mind she was in at the time, too, like from the video, it did not seem like she was very with it, you know, like
at
that time. So I don't, to know where to go for the fire escape and stuff like that.
Right.
And then, like
it would almost make more sense, and this is terrible, but if her goal was to, like, jump. Like, not in, like, a, not me trying to be awful or anything, but, like, it would make more sense if maybe that's why, but clearly not, because
the water tank.
Which we've already talked about how many people have jumped from the Cecil.
Right, exactly,
So, if she had jumped even just from, like, her floor, which was floor 14, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Like, that even would have made more sense
than
the water tank, so...
Water tank's a weird choice.
So that almost, like, it sort of points to, was there another person, like, that put her there?
Right, like, you know, worker.
That was what
Well, 2 days later, on February 21st, the coroner issued a finding of accidental drowning and cited her bipolar disorder as a significant factor, which I feel most people disagree with, that this wasn't accidental. But the full report was released in June, so a few months later, and it stated that she was found naked with her clothes floating around her in the tank. Her clothes and body were covered in a sand-like particulate. Her watch and room key were also found in the water tank with her. Her body was moderately decomposed and bloated by the time she was found. And there was no true evidence of physical trauma. Toxicology only showed her normal medications as well as a sinus medication and ibuprofen. The concentration of her normal medications was low, though, which showed that she was either under-medicating or had recently stopped altogether, which... as stated earlier, this was a habit of hers to just stop taking her meds. And she had been hospitalized for hallucinations because of that. So that could be a possibility that she was unmedicated and having hallucinations, but...
It's still weird, though, to like try to blame it on bipolar, because I've known a lot of people who are, and I don't, that's it's
and
not
bipolar
like
isn't
that.
Hallucinatory, is it, most
not
of the time, right?
Really, not
that's more just like fluctuations in mood and stuff like
just
that,
just easily irritable and like just really intense feelings like instead of feeling something at what is considered, I guess, a normal, it's
like either very
really
high
intense.
Or very low.
And it's also categorized by like the manic episodes where you feel like you're on top of the world,
right?
Nothing can stop me. You have all these impulsive urges versus the depressive episodes, where someone in a depressive episode could be more likely to have like suicidal thoughts and ideations.
That's weird. Like, so, that doesn't explain her like sitting there doing the weird
hallucinations. Sounds more like schizophrenia, something like
that. She could have had something undiagnosed,
The autopsy itself was brought into question because people thought it was incomplete. There was no kit or fingernail kit results, or even a note if they were processed. There's also notes of subcutaneous pooling of blood in the anal area and rectal prolapsing, which subcutaneous means under the skin, for those of you who may not know. So all of those are very suspicious to me. Like, why wasn't there these kits done or a note of the, if they were even processed?
It's really weird. I didn't know that at all.
And what would have caused the subcutaneous pooling as well as the prolapsing? Like,
it's
other
not like
than,
she jumped in and hit the bottom. That's way too big.
It's way too big, and she's tiny.
Like, and her not having her clothes on is also really, like,
floating around her, like her watch wasn't
sand?
Even on her.
That's weird.
What is that?
I don't know what that would have been. That doesn't make sense.
I
didn't ever hear about
I've
that
never heard either. That that's
oh I had to do digging to find all this.
I
was determined to bring at least some sort of like justice to her name, since her case is still unsolved and was just considered an accidental drowning, because none of this seems accidental to me.
No, I've never thought that. I've either thought maybe possibly paranormal, or, I mean, Richard Ramirez and everybody was in the Cecil Hotel, like we've talked about. I mean, it was already known to have murders and all of that attracted to this spot. And she was a smaller female, unfortunately.
Traveling alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in the Skid Row area, nonetheless.
Exactly.
Like, and if she, if she was having a mental episode too, and someone noticed that, and they could have easily taken advantage of that.
Yeah, maybe like led her upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like led her through the fire escape. Again, brings me back to the whole maybe it was a worker.
Yeah, something which like is a solid theory.
Yeah.
Her phone was never recovered either.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is weird.
Just completely missing.
Yeah, because that's like somebody took it.
Yeah, somebody
like a trophy.
Which, that's a trophy.
Yeah.
Like, God. Especially because her Tumblr was still updated after her disappearance and death. Which
what?
don't freak out. Don't freak out.
Okay. Don't freak out.
As a Tumblr user, I know this for a fact. Tumblr has a queue system, so you can queue posts to go up.
Yeah, like schedule.
Yeah. Yep. So you just like can log hundreds of posts into your queue, and they'll just go up however you set it, whether it's every hour, every 6 hours, 12, once a day.
Can it be proved that this was cued? Is there a way?
If they could have accessed her account, like, I know at least currently Tumblr has a feature where it's like, oh, this was a cued post.
Okay.
So if somebody could, like, physically access her account, like, now and, like, look into it, like, her settings and everything, right. Like, they might be able to figure out if it was all cue related or not.
Yeah, I kind of do want to know if it was.
Yeah. Because, like, I think there's, like, a history, like, of posts or something. Yeah. You can see, like, this one was scheduled at this time. Yeah.
Actually, I don't even know if her Tumblr's still up.
I don't know. I've never had a Tumblr.
Me neither.
I'm going to circle back to that one, guys. You can see the gears turning. So, like, it does have that cue system, but a lot of people did speculate that the killer was doing it, which would be so fucked up, especially because there's not another death with any similarities like this that happened any time close to this in the same area. Like, this would have been a one-off, like, not even a serial killer. So all of these weird nuances to it are especially, like, haunting.
No, that's so weird that she just didn't have her phone. That's another, like, that doesn't make
sense. And that
sense.
It wasn't found anywhere nearby. Yeah. So that's got it. Like, it's got to be like somebody took it.
And you can track phones even back then. Yeah. It's the crazier thing. Like, it's not like that's a new thing. It's not like this case was even that long. Like,
they had cell phones. No, it was 2013. So it was only 12 years ago.
They would have had for sure.
Yeah, you could see the cell, like, it where it would last bounce off of cell towers and stuff to help pinpoint it. Like, there's no way. Police officers have been able to track locations of
you could triangulate stuff. Cell phones back in like the 90s. There's a whole scene of that in Pineapple Express.
Yep.
Which is so funny. We gotta smash our phones. They're gonna triangulate us.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, that's it doesn't make that is I don't know. That's weird that they didn't pursue that to try to see if there's any weird text messages. Maybe if she was trying to meet someone there. Maybe like it was like a date or something or some childhood friend or I don't know. That would be a crazy thing, too, if the person knew that they would have been implemented by the phone. Or, again, it could have just been a trophy because that's very common.
Yeah.
It's like they always want something, like some proof that they did do what they did.
Yeah, I guess.
Guys, I found it.
The Tumblr?
Yeah. The phone? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I found the phone in your apartment, Bree.
Dun, dun, dun. It was always Bree.
Yeah, I found her Tumblr. It's still up.
Okay.
Okay.
So, novella, Navu, you're always haunted by the idea you're wasting your life is, like, the quote that she used it as, like, her description, whereas mine, I think, just has, like, my pronouns or something. I don't know. I can't remember.
Huh.
I could check if I cared. And then there's, like, a little thing in French. Oh! Okay, so she has her ask button set up in French.
Okay.
Which lines up with the novella Novu.
Yeah.
And the last
Canadian.
Post, yeah.
French is the second language for Canada.
And the last post is this drawing by Alessandro Gottardo of a light bulb that has a little, like, wintry scene of a cabin in it.
Does it say anything?
Okay. No. Just that was what she had reblogged, because Tumblr's where you just essentially you're reposting. Yeah.
Okay.
Other people's stuff, but it says 11 years ago, which is
that's probably
not right.
No,
that's
not right.
No, because she disappeared in February of 2013.
Oh, you're right.
So we'd be out 12 years. So that was definitely either somebody else posted it or it was a cued post.
But that's like cued far in advance, though, right?
Yeah.
That's when it makes that one makes sense. I don't know. Yeah, queuing it for like a year or so out.
Yeah, there's it. That's like the only one that's 11 years. Everything after that says 12. And like everything's like pretty on cute or like on brand with like what I was seeing people say, like, oh, like she's posting about fashion and quotes. Like there's a Virginia Woolf quote in here. The Hermit tarot card. More fashion stuff. Something from Parks and Rec. let me check her
good taste.
Tags real quick. She doesn't have like a like this is me talking tag, like a
okay. That's so strange.
There's one that says a.pc. Oh, that's just another fashion thing. It, yeah, they're all just related to like fashion, life, food, workplace. So like she didn't have anything where it was like, this is distinctly like my writing and I'm tagging it so you can like find it.
That's weird, especially because the last picture being that drawing, and that seemed a little, I guess, out of what you were saying.
Yeah, it's not like anything else I'm seeing, just scrolling through her blog.
That's weird, yeah. And that it's just reposted drawing a year in advance? I feel like that's not...
No.
Yeah, or, so yeah, that definitely... Yeah.
Odd. Weird.
It's odd, it's weird. Cool that I was actually able to find her Tumblr. Shout out to me being a nerd for all these years.
Shout out to Nyx being Nyx.
Literally Nyx doing Nyx things.
Yeah.
But her parents filed a wrongful death suit in September 2013, but the case was unfortunately dismissed in 2015. So they'd never got anything from that. That's... It never really went to trial or anything. They tried, though.
That's
crazy. Because, like, essentially, the reason why they filed it is because of the autopsy report saying the cause of death was accidental drowning. They filed the wrongful death suit, but, like, oh, you guys didn't secure this stuff enough. Kid is dead now because you didn't do things you were supposed to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, unfortunately, it was dismissed, and her death is still... technically solved, but I'd call it unsolved.
No, I personally. Yeah.
None of this makes sense.
No.
Her death in case also inspired a lot of music. Like, so many songs, like episodes of TV shows, movies even. Like, it has been in pop culture very thoroughly. At one point, they covered it on BuzzFeed Unsolved. Like I was talking about earlier, other podcasts have obviously talked about her because she's quite famous for all this. It's also the focal point of the Netflix series Crime Scene, The Vanishing of the Cecil. It's also said that the fifth season of American Horror Story, which was American Story Hotel, was inspired by her case and the history of the hotel. It's also said that The Angry Ghost Ritual, which was another film, was inspired by this. Which, that one, that's like a Korean film, if I remember correctly. I don't have it written down, but it definitely, like, played off the theory that she was doing the elevator game before her death.
Okay. Yeah.
At least from what I was reading. This is super creepy. And again, leads towards, I think she was murdered. The film Blackwater, which was made in 2005... has a lot of similarities to this case from what I was reading. Like, the accidental drowning, woman traveling alone. So that makes you wonder a little, doesn't it?
Yeah, that someone could have been inspired, unfortunately.
No, I remember when I was like looking into it as well, that it was mentioned that that movie was kind of inspired by that or like played off of it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I've ever heard that.
I can always give an update on the Instagram, too, of, like, a link to the film or its IMDb page or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Which, go follow us on Instagram if you haven't. Shameless self-promo. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just Spectre Sisters _, I think, at the end. Easy.
But what do we think of the disappearance and death of Elisa Lam? Was her death just a tragic caused by a psychotic episode? Was it a disturbing murder? Was it the ghost of Richard Ramirez? That'd was it aliens?
There was somebody saying that on the footage in the elevator that there's like a split second or a couple seconds where it looks like it's his face, Richard Ramirez's face or something like that, kind of in the, like, very faintly, like, shows up almost like a ghost
now
or something.
I have to watch this video.
It is kind of crazy. The more I watch it, the more questions. Like, it doesn't answer any, like, it doesn't make sense because there's, like, one part, too, where she... looks out, looks around, comes back in, and then sits down, like holding herself in fear.
Yeah, that...
And that's even almost uncharacteristic for undiagnosed schizophrenia. Like, that's really, really extreme, though.
That would be a very extreme case of schizophrenia, yes. Like, your hallucinations genuinely making you that fearful.
So that's weird that she wasn't diagnosed then, because if it's that prevalent and that in your face, there's no way.
Yeah, because cases of severe schizophrenia also deal with severe paranoia, which would cause those kind of fearful, like, huddled in on yourself movements.
But, exactly. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. With her age and the fact that she already had other diagnoses, it doesn't make sense that she wasn't diagnosed with something else.
Right. It's not like she was never diagnosed with anything. She's actively on medication. So her brain has been, like, explored in that yeah. sense, and you would know.
And, like, yeah, she stopped taking her medications, like, frequently and everything, and, like, any information as to, like, what medications specifically she was taking.
Okay, because that could have a hand in it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because sometimes when you're going through withdrawals from certain mental health medications, it can cause hallucinations.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, you'd have to know what meds specifically she was on to be able to say that for sure.
Right.
And clearly they didn't bother to put anything like that in the autopsy report.
They didn't seem to bother with anything.
Yeah.
They really didn't. Yeah.
They kind of just, yeah, that's...
It was really overlooked.
Good job, guys.
I don't know if, like, the police overlooked it and didn't try hard enough or
it's
put
California.
It in the...
California. Yes. It's the Skid Row area.
Yeah. That's what I've really been wondering of, like, did they really put in that little effort because it was that? Even though this was a tourist from a different mm-hmm. country that was, I'm going to say murder.
Yeah, it was just weird either way. Yeah, I don't know.
Or at least assisted in some way.
Yeah. I definitely just fully watched the video.
Just now?
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I've always been intrigued by the video. I mean, I do find it disturbing, but I feel like there's got to be something that's missing in that. Like, I feel like there has to be more. It just doesn't, I don't know.
And that's how a lot of people feel after watching it, is mm-hmm. they think something was taken out, it was spliced, it was something to just make her look crazy. I genuinely think this was either, like, it had to have been either an officer or a hotel worker that had done this, like, murderer.
Yeah.
I go the officer theory because being a police officer, you would have knowledge of things like where fire escapes are, especially in an area that you regularly patrol.
Yeah.
Like, you would know those kind of things, and that would also explain why, like, how much seemed to be covered up, like the autopsy not being as thorough, not being able to find a scent trail. Like,
that's insanely weird.
If you have the knowledge about scent trails and how they work as an officer, you would.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, and it's, like, not a good area. Like, maybe they knew nobody would. I don't know.
Care.
I don't know. I still lean kind of towards the worker, because it reminds me of the one case of the woman that was found in the freezer.
Yeah.
And, like, I 100% think it was the workers, and I think that it was an organ trafficking ring. And I almost wonder if, since this autopsy wasn't so thorough, and they even found, like, things you could visibly see, that who's to say that the same sort of thing didn't happen there, and they wanted her to decompose enough where you couldn't tell.
That's
I don't know.
Especially decomposing in water.
You're right. Yeah, to speed things up and make it worse and harder to be able to tell things. I don't know. I've thought about that a couple of times, because that, again, is the type of area where you would get away with it. And maybe it was only recognized with this because, one, since it was in the water source, there was gross water.
Mm-hmm.
And then because her family was so diligent. And unfortunately, the people in Skid Row can't say the same sometimes.
Yeah.
So it could maybe not be standing alone, just where she ended up.
Yeah, but which we know crazy stuff has gone on at the Cecil for so long. So it honestly, there could have been, like, a death or a murder in the past at the Cecil,
mm-hmm.
or, like, multiple, where it was, like, some sort of organ trafficking and just nobody ever looked for the person. Like, let's say they were, like, a sex worker or something.
Yeah.
Because, unfortunately, sex workers in big cities are targeted for reasons like that of, oh, nobody's going to look for them, which is terrible to say, because I'd like to think that I would care enough to look for them, but...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too bad. And I hope that her family at least...
peace.
Yeah. As much peace as they can get in this situation.
Yeah. Her death is just ultimately tragic. Yeah. It wasn't investigated enough.
No. And she deserves a better justice than what she was given, for sure.
Mm-hmm. She does. Even if it was her own doing, her family deserves to have that peace of mind.
Right. Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
I truly think not enough was done for Elisa Lam.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry about how dark this episode was, but unfortunately, that's the nature of true crime. Go take care of your brains. And yes, just remember, if you're too freaked out and scared, it was probably just aliens.
Yep. Take your meds. Drink water. And we have
eat some food.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have a subreddit and like a whole Reddit thing to talk about true crimes. If you have any stories, if you want to talk about Elisa Lam and what you think happened, just look up r/SpecterSisters and let us know what you think.
Yeah. And if anybody has any spooky stories of their own, feel free to like email us at spectersisters@gmail.com.
Yep. No spaces and no capitals for that one. Sweet. Thank you.
Spook you next time. Spook you later.
Hello?
Hello?